Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. It's our live 22nd live Thanksgiving Day show of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the host. I'm the creator of this mayhem. Emilio Iadis is our good friend. He's in Rome, folks. He's joining us from Rome, Italy, on this Thanksgiving Day. He's the author of When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. That's one of his books. Future Shock 2.0 is another one. He's got a new one coming out. We'll tell you about it a little bit later on. The man's very prolific, but he's one of the most decorated, the most highly decorated public servant in the government, and he served for many years in that role. He's now the director emeritus and professor of Loyola of leadership, professor of leadership at Loyola University, and he's our good friend. We've asked him to join us to talk to us about what's going on in, on Thanksgiving Day in Rome. Emilio, thank you for being here. You gave us a great report earlier on what your memories of Thanksgiving Day and your parents. So here we are now. This is Thanksgiving Day 2018. What's going to happen? What are, do Americans do in Rome on Thanksgiving Day? Because this is a uniquely American holiday, isn't it?
It is, and for most of us, it's the most important holiday of the year. Even for Americans living abroad, Americans in Italy right now, so today and tomorrow, I would say, and even during the weekend, will be holding Thanksgiving parties. In fact, there are even several hotels here in Rome that are holding Thanksgiving parties. For Americans and non-Americans, it's really incredible how many non-Americans would like to be part of that Thanksgiving celebration, would like to join us and be together. And there's so much love for America. Believe me, there's so much love for America abroad, especially in Italy, and so much gratitude still. It's there, and
European, Italians love Americans, don't they?
Oh, they love Americans. They really do. And they still appreciate what happened after World War II. They appreciate, of course, the liberation of Italy, which is, by the way, the title of my book, Liberation, my new book.
Right. Yep.
And they appreciate so much the values that we gave them of democracy.
About a dozen years ago, one of my favorite things to quote is about that, is what Berlusconi said, I don't know, 10, 15, a dozen years ago when he was president. He said, we love America, we love Americans, we love everything about Americans. He said, we love what Americans do before they even do it.
It's true.
When I was over there a few years ago, and I was in Rome, and we went north to Orvieto and in the area around there, I've never been treated with more hospitality than the Italians treated me, and my wife.
Oh, absolutely. We are loved in this country and admired in so many different ways.
Now you're gonna have a big dinner. You're gonna have a big dinner at your house tonight, right?
We're gonna have 30 people over the house, and it's gonna be a huge meal. It'll be somewhat Italian. Of course, it'll be very American. We have a turkey, a magnificent 25-pound turkey that was raised here in Italy, but it's going to have an American flavor to it because of the stuffing and all the other things that my amazing wife can do to a turkey.
Can you find cranberry sauce over there?
You can only find it in the gourmet shops, and we have some cranberry sauce here. And my family loves to use cranberry sauce, especially on their turkey.
I have found though that if you're in a pinch, lingonberry out of Sweden works too. If you're in a pinch,
really, Great advice.
Lingonberry jelly preserves is you can use it if you have to. But so these 30 people coming over, are they all Americans?
No, none of them are Americans except my grandchildren.
Huh.
My grandchildren are Americans. They live here, but they have American passports as well.
Right.
And they were born in Europe, but they have American passports. And our friends and family are all Italians, and they look forward to this event every single year, every year.
Well, that's great. And do you share stories? The non-Americans, do you tell them the story of Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
If they came to eat my food, they'd have to listen to me tell a story.
certainly, I have to tell them the story too. I always do. They expect it. They expect me to tell the story of Abraham Lincoln and his proclamation on Thanksgiving
in
1863, in the midst of the Civil War. Also, I read them Franklin Roosevelt's proclamation in 1943, during the middle of World War II. These are very emotional words that come out of these great leaders.
Right.
And they capture the sentiment of not only that moment, but also this moment as well.
Right.
Where we need to be thankful, even though we're going through difficult periods.
Exactly.
We need to be thankful.
Emilio, hold on to that thought. Folks, Emilio Iadasse and I will be right back. His new book is called When Courage Was the Essence of Leadership. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. And we're going to talk, we're getting to give us a little peek into the new book, Liberation. It's a new book that's got coming out next year. And we'll do all that after the break. 10 till. I'm Jim Blessing. Happy Thanksgiving Day, everyone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.